Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey, Journey friends and family. This is Sam, one of the pastors at Journey, and just wanted to take a couple minutes today to tell you we love you, that we are thinking about you, that we are praying for you, that we miss seeing your beautiful faces each week and each Sunday at our gatherings. And I also just wanted to say thank you for how you are being the hands and feet of Jesus in this time where there's a whole lot of need. And so thank you for what you're doing, the way that you're loving people well. I'm so grateful for our community. We all are. We were talking about it in our staff meeting via Zoom today. And I know there's a lot of kind of adjustment that's having to be made right now. New normal being figured out, new rhythms in life. And so in that time, it's so easy to get frustrated, to get discouraged. You know, I have an 8-year-old, Rocky. He is like the Energizer Bunny. The dude is just go, go, go. And so, you know, I know it's a change of pace, and we're trying to figure out how do we do this, and what does it look like, and how do we kind of help walk with our family, our kids, our friends, and our community through this time. But just want to share a passage of scripture with you that's been really meaningful for me all throughout my life. I actually, about 10 years ago, planted a church in Chicago, and the name of the church was The Anchor. And it comes from this passage. It's Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. And here's what it says. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Times like these, it's real easy to feel like we're getting tossed around. Like there is, you know, we don't know if we're coming or if we're going. And just so many changes, so many disruptions to normal. And so I want to encourage you today that remember that the hope that you have is anchored in Jesus, that He is our anchor, and that is firm and secure. And so when everything else is tossing us around, just remember that Jesus is that anchor who is firm and secure. So let me just say a quick prayer for us, and we want you to have a great day. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the hope that we have in Him. Thank you for the hope that He is. And I pray that in the midst of all the craziness and the chaos, that we would constantly be reminded that Jesus, you are our anchor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all have a great day. Talk to you soon.